Among the choices on November's ballot will be the election of judges. A group called the National Association of Women Judges came to Florida International University to promote their campaign called the Inform Voters Project. Their purpose is to educate the public on what to look for when electing a judge. Anna Blackburn Rigsby is a U.S. Court of Appeals judge in Washington, D.C., and the president of the organization.
You don't want a judge who has their mind made up before you even walk into court because they were selected or elected because they have told people that they're going to rule in these kind of cases this kind of way. That's what's important about fair and independent and impartial courts.
There are three judges on the ballot for District 3, which covers Miami-Dade and Monroe, and four on the ballot for District 4, which includes Broward, Palm Beach, St. Lucie, Martin, Okeechobee, and Indian River counties. The elections are November 4th. Well, remember those long lines at Florida polling places back in 2012? A newly released federal report shows Florida had the longest voting wait times in the country that year, and Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson is mad about it. Nelson says lengthy ballots and a cut in the number of early voting days were mostly to blame for the long voting delays nearly 2 years ago.
Another study done by a consortium of newspapers pointed out after the 2012 election that even with all of the valiant people standing for hours and hours in line, the estimate was that 200,000 people gave up and did not vote in the state of Florida. Now, that's just unconscionable.
Nelson has co-sponsored a bill with California U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer that would limit voter lines to 30 minutes nationally. The Lines Interfere with National Elections Act is currently pending in the Senate Rules Committee. The Florida Department of Agriculture will receive a chunk of federal grant money to strengthen markets for specialty crops. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Miami yesterday to announce the program, which stems from the 2014 Farm Bill. Florida will receive $4.5 million from the grant, and that money will fund 34 projects in Florida, including research on reducing salmonella risk in tomatoes and improving profits in the blueberry industry. Vilsack said there's a growing market demand for specialty crops.
One of the fastest growing aspects of agricultural exports in the country is indeed specialty crops and horticulture. It's one of the reasons why we continue to see solid farm income. It's one of the reasons why we continue to see job growth associated, so that we can say with some degree of certainty that one out of every 12 jobs in the country is connected in some way to American agriculture.
Specialty crops include fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, horticulture, and nursery crops. Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.